You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Always difficult, Tisha B'Av, trying to get Korban Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, it's very, very far away from us, the Beis HaMikdash. To try to connect with it is a very, very big challenge. We know the Chazals. If you never saw the simcha space of the Beis HaMikdash, you didn't see simcha in your life. If the Goyim would know how much the Beis HaMikdash would help them, they wouldn't destroy it. They would have protected it. But still, at all, very, very difficult for us to connect to it. So usually we try to deal with it, people read like Holocaust books and different things to try to connect in that way. It's worthwhile to mention, my son told me an interesting mashot today, I think worthwhile mentioning. What the Gemara says in Tainus, Eliyahu HaNavi said about a couple people, he said, oh, do you see these guys, they're clowns, they make jokes, they do these things, these guys are what's called B'nai Olam Haba, because they make people happy. So the Marsha says on that Gemara Makkos, he says over there, because Hashem is Bitzar when we're Bitzar. So when we have trouble, when we're suffering down here, when things are difficult for us down here, Hashem is with us in the Tsar, and it's difficult for Him. So if we'll be able to work and to be able to change the Bein Adam L'Chaveru, the Bein Adam L'Makom, can work together, those two things, we can rebuild, we can start rebuilding everything. So we're going to go in that cab. Obviously, the general focus has to be a twofold focus. On one hand, we sit on the floor, we're trying to, the whole 9 days, the 3 weeks, trying to feel some elements of Avelis, to try to feel like something is lacking. Each person in their own way, we know the most famous verse they say is, Hashem said it about the Mishkan, Ba'asali Mikdash V'Shechanti B'Seicham, He wants to dwell in every one of us, and everyone can feel in their own selves where they're lacking, and what's difficult and what's not right, and everything of that accord. But the question of Eicha, of where are you, just the same word, of course, everyone knows as Adam Arishon, Ayeka, where are you, or how did this happen, is not on one hand to feel like, okay, where something is not right, but it's also to remind us, if I'm asking you, where are you, or how did this happen, I'm trying to remind you that, like, we don't have to stay here forever. That's not just like, as the philosopher asked Yirmiyah, what are you guys crying over? Spilled milk, this is a chachma. No, by us, the crying is not supposed to be a crying of despondency. You can start with feeling the pain, but what to Becky Gamatrio Lee, but the main focus is that it's supposed to be turning around, that I'm in drive. Okay, how can I turn around this picture? I was talking to Rabbi Hall, it was this afternoon, and he said to me, are things going to be different? All right, what's going on Monday morning? Are people going to be smiling more and greeting other people more? Are you going to say hello, you know, and everything else? Or is everything going to be the same? That was his message to me. What's going on message to me is, are people really going to change? Or is this going to be like one day we're here and then the next day it's Venus, Vitamin, whatever? You know, that was really his question. The Posik Zatzal mentioned a line. I'm not even sure what his main kavana was, but it's a good line nonetheless. By Parshas Kerak, the Parsha of the Meraglim, it says Yafa Nedreshas. It's geshmak to darshan it out. You know, like, so everyone is talking about Shalem, but like, will we actually get to it? Will we actually do it? And many times when people say you want Shalem, what they really mean is just be like me and act like me and do what I want to do and everything will be fine. But that, of course, is a problem because no one's going to act like everybody with like everybody else. But that's an area where we're going to have to try to change. I'm already, I'll save around. So now once I do that, so now I really put the pressure on myself. But of course, even though it's a small goal inherently, but I want, hopefully by next Tisha B'Av we'll be able to really, the Beis HaMikdash will be back. But it would go at least, and if anyone would want to join me on this, what's going on this mission, is at least one time a day, can we make sure to think of somebody else? Could be people are doing it the whole day, and that's Gevaldik. But a day should not be passed that we can't think, maybe I should give a good word to someone, maybe I say, oh, that was really great, maybe I want to go help somebody, whatever I can do, but that we shouldn't lose that focus, and that should be already the point, and like, oh, and that will be at least today's brick in rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, turning the situation around. Okay. Let's now go spend some time in a Gemara that I think is very, very familiar to most of most of us. Tisha B'Av, famous Gemara, starts off with Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. And we're going to catch a couple nuances on a famous Gemara that we all know. Because we're going to hear, I'm going to give you some different nuances and very different ways to look at this, both from what's called how Ari Bergman looked at this Gemara and from Ruzubnik, who gave a shir, what his Daf Yomi shir on the Gemara and Gittin. And we'll come out, and I think although they'll be very different looks at things, both of them will be instructive. And here, what's going here? So we go. This is the famous we know. Because of Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, Chovod Yushalayim was destroyed. The story that everybody knows is this guy had a best friend, a good friend named Kamsa, an enemy named Bar Kamsa. Some guy over there was whoever was the shamash, whoever it was. If you think ADD was only invented today, apparently it was a little bit back then. He was not focusing properly, bring the mail to the wrong person. He gave it to Bar Kamsa instead of to what's called Kamsa. His enemy comes to the party, and his enemy's there, and the Balabas like, what are you doing over here? Get out of here. He's like, I'll pay for my meal. No, I don't care. Half the meal, all the meal, goodbye. I don't care. Takes him right, what's going right out of there, throws him right out. Bar Kamsa's like, look at this. The Chachamim were here. They didn't say anything. They didn't do anything. Apparently they're fine with this. They could care less than what's going on. They threw me out of here. So that's it. He's on his way to Rome. Now, why didn't the Chachamim respond? Maybe they didn't realize. Or they thought, what could we do? He's too powerful. He won't listen to us. But Lamai said they didn't. What's going on? They didn't respond. That's how Bar Kamsa felt. He goes to Rome and he tells them they're rebelling against you. So he said, how do I know? What? Send the carbon. Send the carbon. And you can bring our carbons from the Goyim. It's not a problem. He brings the carbon. Now what Bar Kamsa did was Bar Kamsa made some type of blemish, either by the eye or the mouth, and each one has a ramazim, whether it's Lashon Hara or Ayin Hara, whatever the ramazim are over there. And he did that, and that would be a problem for us, but not a problem for the what's called the Goyim. So the question comes up, okay, what should we do? Obviously they realize this is not a simple situation. Maybe even though it's alright, it's a moment of carbon, let's just bring the carbon, Shalom Malchus and Shalom Yisrael. Zechariah ben Akula is like, I don't know if we should do that, because, people would say that you could bring a carbon with a moon. I said, okay, but if we allow Bar Kamsa to go back, the whole Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Shem didn't have a right there, possibly. He could kill what's going to get us all killed. No, again, Zechariah ben Akulis. People will say, you kill someone who brings a carbon like that, well, we shouldn't do it. And then the Gemara really has some very pointed comments. Kamsa and Bar Kamsa only get the title Destroy Yerushalayim. But Zechariah ben Avkulis, because of him, the base of Israel was destroyed, Klal Yisrael was exiled. So actually the Gemara, if you're just a Gemara reader, Zechariah ben Avkulis is really getting some harsh comments about this. So we're going to have two very, very different ways to see this. Now, so here is like this. Is that even true, what the Gemara is saying? If Zechariah ben Avkulis wouldn't have done this, the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't have been destroyed? What do you guys think? What? It would have been, what?
It wouldn't?
So you would say, it wouldn't? Because Pashas, what do we always say? We say, because of Sinel's Kingdom, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So it's what's called, then there wouldn't have been Sinel's Kingdom? It sounds a little bit, a little bit interesting. So, the Marsha has a very interesting comment here. The Marsha says, the guy would have said, all right, Seder, maybe the Beis HaMikdash we can keep, because, we could send Karbanis there, and they'll keep it for one of themselves, but they'll get rid of the Jews. So we'll be exiled, they'll keep the Beis HaMikdash, which is not an interesting design, but this is the Marsha there. Okay, nonetheless. Now, but the pashtus really is that certainly there was going to be trouble, and, there was going to be a problematic situation, and we're going to exile and everything else, because it was Sinaskina. So Hashem wanted it to be this way, obviously there has to be some way this is going to start. He wanted it to go through Kamsa Bar Kamsa, through Zechariah ben Avkulis. Now, Kamsa Bar Kamsa will be very easy for us to understand why Hashem wanted it to go through that medium. Zechariah ben Avkulis, it's a little bit of the stranger medium. Why would he want to do that? And which was saying is that he sort of realized Hashem wanted to send the carbon, and so he sort of let it happen. Okay, so we'll still have to see what that's about. Let's go through this. Kamsa and Bar Kamsa That's very, what's called very, very clear. Because, of course, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Sinas Chinam and Lashon Hara. The story of Bar Kamsa, Kamsa Bar Kamsa, is mamish the story of Sinas Chinam and Lashon Hara Kapshutai. So the message becomes very, very clear why they're the conduit to go. And there are a lot of other Muslims in the same lines. Some ask, it's funny, what did Kamsa do? The guy didn't do anything. The guy just didn't get an invitation to the party. Some people like to say, he should have came anyway. I'm not exactly sure how that would have helped. But it was, whatever. But, you know, this is some what's called an answer that, what's called that subject. But we'll leave that question for the moment. Now, it's also funny, he's remembered forever, this guy Kamsa, the guy destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe the Baal HaBas should be remembered this way. So what's the verb of Kamsa Bar Kamsa? Well, as mentioned, what's called interesting like this, is Kamsa Bar Kamsa alluded from their names that they're similar types of people. Now, if there's two people, one person that's very pleasant and it's easy to get along with, and someone who's very, very difficult to get along with. Of course, ideally, we try to get along with both people. But if you can get along with a pleasant person, and you have a hard time with the difficult person, it's at least understandable, even though you try to get along with everybody. But what happens if you have two people who, objectively speaking, we're not here to judge people on this, I'm only giving you this muscle just for understand the point. But if you were to really ask two people, you ask a Rosh Hashiva and a Yeshiva, tell me the truth about these two guys. Who's better, who's worse? And the Rosh Hashiva would say, I'll tell you the truth, not much. They both learned around the same amount. They both davened around the same amount. It's hard to pinpoint who's really doing better. But what's the greatest difference? One's from New York, one's from LA. But if you have a concept that you have two people that are objectively the same type of person, and you love one of them and hate the other one, that's the carbon base of Magnus. That's real Sinas Chinam. It's why do I hate this other guy and love this person? Just why? Because he's part of my group or who knows what? The concept of a Kamsa and a Bar Kamsa. Two people whose names sound the same are the remes that they would go that their actions are similar. But you can love one of them and hate the other one, that's a problem. Well, the way Ari Bergman says, the Kamsa, the Kamitsa, is the Kamitsa is always like the holier than thou, and there's the Bar Kamitsa, the outside of the holier than thou. There's like the inner circle, these are the cool guys, and then the other guys who are like out there. That's the carbon base of Mekash. If we could say it, what's going, we could say it in another, what's called another way, and this is almost going to sound Christian, but what are you going to do? Is over here, as the Marsha says, Bederach Efsher, Kamsa and Bar Kamsa were father and son. That also probably helps you explain how the mail got messed up over there. But here, according to this, you have a scenario where the best friend is the father, but the enemy is the son. We even have amongst ourselves. We can have people, we have amongst ourselves. There are many, for now, we're not even talking about the non-religious Jews. You're talking about real people, all different types of Jews. One wears this yarmulke, another one this yarmulke, and this one in this hat, and this one's called this one in this thing. All of them, what you can have for a minion, no problem and everything else. But with so many issues, even amongst ourselves, you could have a situation where they love the father, they love the Bara Elam, all different types of Jews who are all trying to serve Hashem in the way that they think they should, but they can't get along with the kids. They love the father, but they still hate the kids. This is still the Karma Beis HaMikdash. Until we're going to be able to figure out a way to be what's called to be misogynist, this what's called will be a what's called this will be a issue. Okay, but the point is on pause now and head you to what's called. It's going to sound a little random that we take this detour, but it'll be okay in the end. Okay, what's called, this is Ari Bergman. He started with this, and then we're going to go with this. The Gemara says in Aveda Zara, there is 6,000 years as the world is supposed to be here. The first 2,000 years, the period of Torah. The first 2,000 years was Tohu, emptiness. The second 2,000 years, the period of Torah. And the third 2,000 years, of course, the period that we're in now, or getting late into it already, is the period where we're awaiting Mashiach. Just to make a couple clear points, over here is, how exactly does this math work out? Because anyway, the Torah was not given in the year 2000. The Torah was given in the year 2448. The answer to this question is that Avraham Avinu was born in 1948, not to be confused with this date, and Torah time, and he came at 52 to some elements of Torah, teaching Torah, and that's where the 2,000 years begins. Where does the 2,000 years end? The 2,000 years, or the next 2,000 years end, the 4,000 years, at the end of, this is at least Ari Brum said it, from the end of the Mishnayos. That was like where the Mishnayos were completed, and the Bavli is going to start from in around the year 4000. And although we didn't try to explain this, we could actually explain it. This is actually a fewer just random random facts. There are six parshas in the Torah that start off with the letter Aleph, that correspond Aleph, Lashon Aleph, to the 6,000 years that the world is supposed to be here for. And actually, two of them we will read every year during the 3 weeks. So the first one, what go those two, are Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael, which is the fourth one, and Eile Hadvarim, these are the words, which is the fifth one. 2 weeks in a row, we have it over here. Those two are read every year during what go during the 3 weeks. The Kavanah of these things is each one of these thousand-year period are supposed to correspond to the 1,000 years that are there. So the last 2 weeks, Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael, which is 3,000 to 4,000, and what's called, and Eile Hadvarim, 4,000 to 5,000, we're reading right now. What's the shekes? So first we'll explain clear. Eile, how it's called, Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael, the Megali and Mukah says, these are travels of B'nei Yisrael, Rashi Davis, Aleph, Mem, Beis, Yud, Edom, Madai, Bavel, and Yavan. These are the four exiles, and all four exiles happened between 3,000 and 4,000. What happened between 4,000 and 5,000? Between 4,000 and 5,000, Eile Hadzvarim, these are the words where the tremendous words of Torah came out, and of course, that's, that led the Talmud Bavli. And the Talmud Bavli is always attributed to 36 Masechtas, Eile's Gematria 36. Those are the Dvarim that came out over here. Now, the Arba Golias, you understand very clear why we're having. But what is Eile Hadzvarim going to have to do with Shabbos Chazayin? Is always going to be this 4,000 to 5,000. What the pshat with Eile Hadzvarim was? What was the shekes? The Dafka is, and this is what really Ari Bergman. He wasn't trying to explain the Eile Hadzvarim, but what he explained over here was really why does the Geula start with the Talmud Bavli? That was Eile Hadzvarim. Was the Talmud Bavli? Because the Talmud Bavli, the problem is when you're talking about Achdus with going unity, the difference between that and the Dor HaFlugah is there, like, you only have one opinion. You follow me, you're okay. You've got a problem, you know, like, you argue with me, you're finished. But here, no, it's not like that. Every Tana, every Amora, they could say their opinion, and they have to justify themselves to the other one. It's not like, oh, I said it and everything else. We can have a dialogue, and many times we're going to have different types of people doing different types of things, and we have to be able to respect the other person's point of view. And it's not like, oh, because you're Democrat, you're for sure wrong, because you're Republican, you're for sure this, because of that, you know, because you're in this group. Every person, like, maybe there's some point, it's not, every person probably has points that are good and points that we can argue on. But the fact that we can talk together in the dialogue, a machlekes l'shem shemayim, that's really an area that we need to be able to meet. And the Talmud Bavli was a ticket of the Migdal Bavel. What was the mila of the Migdal Bavel? What was the chesaron? The Milo of the Migdal Bavel, we know Rashi compares the Migdal Bavel to what's called Dor HaMabel. By Dor HaMabel, the whole place got smashed to smithereens. The Migdal Bavel was much lighter. Their whole thing, they're fighting with Hashem, but they had Achdus. When there's Achdus there, you become unstoppable. But that Achdus wasn't a real true Achdus, really, because it was like, yeah, we're all united for the cause, but if anyone will argue with anybody else, that guy is off the cliff. They cared more about the brick than what's going on about the person. We'll come back to this, what's going in a second. We have over here, what's going, we have over here, like this, from Chaim Shmulevitz. Over here is, why is a blind person considered dead? You know what blind person considered? You don't see another person. If you don't see another what's going person, life is about care, what's going, life is about caring. Life is about caring for another person. And if you don't have that, we're missing a chelik of life. So this is what happened. And again, here Ari Bergman had to explain to someone. He had to explain to someone why they're gonna keep the person on the respirator. For a doctor, many people say, why would you do that? You're gonna keep this person on a respirator for who knows how many years, you know, like, what kind of life is that? So he said, listen, by us, it's not only about quality of life. It's about affecting others and caring for others. And somehow maybe that can be a gain for others. So the doctor said, you know, that's an amazing thing that you said. Because I'm actually familiar with another case where someone was on a respirator for like 15 years. And every Friday, the whole family came together to visit the old grandmother. So Mamish, the grandmother's style of life is not a great situation at all. But Lambaisa, just her being there, the whole family was united. Life is about connecting and feeling for other people. If that's the case, now let me go back to what's called our Gemara. Not only was Kamsa bar Kamsa what's called a problem, but we had a problem. What's called the problem was Zakaria ben Abkulis. You can't making this the way he saw it is like you can't just like think this Gemara this thing. Oh yes, the whole Klai is looking full apart. You can't just make a judgment like that. You know, over here is you have to take a stand. You need to do something. You know, you have to what's called pay attention. If you just allow him to live, who knows what can happen? We're not seeing the bigger picture of what's called of others. And when we go back to the story, the Chachamim didn't protest. Maybe they're right. Maybe what's called maybe what the answers are that they you couldn't listen. You know what? You know what? The guy wouldn't listen to their protest. Even if that was true. Even if that was true, you know what? If one person would have left that party, let's say one of the Chachamim, he would have left the party, and he would have just gone over to Bar Kamsa, and he would have just said to Bar Kamsa, you know what? I was totally out of line with that guy did. And if he did that to you, I'm not staying at the party. Maybe if one of those Chachamim would have done that, even if he couldn't say anything to the Baal HaBos, could be Bar Kamsa wouldn't have left. Bar Kamsa felt that this guy threw me out of my head and nobody cares. Not one person cares. None of the Chachamim care. And if what's going on in the whole place, if one person would have cared, maybe that what's going on wouldn't have changed. And that's what's incumbent upon ourselves. It's incumbent upon ourselves that we have to think, can we care? Can we care? That was the message. This was the count that he was going on. To try to be ma'aris, to actually try to care, try to do something over here. Now, the interesting thing, Zupnik took a more positive approach for Zakaria ben Abkulis, but either does, both points are true, either way. The point, can you care, is true, and to be down the Kaskos, because we need to be down the Kaskos, that's also part of the key. Part of the key of our problem is, so many times we have such a one day, Mitzvah Shem, when the Gula comes, Eicha will be read very differently. We'll be like, Eicha, how is it even possible? You look where we are now, the base of Middash is here. Everything was right. How is it even possible we didn't even have this? How is it even possible we're so great that we were ever on that level? And we can almost like look back at almost an enjoyment that now we're in the, let's go to the high place. That every situation, it starts, although sometimes it's negative, let us find what's called positive. And the truth is, that's true about us. Because really deep down, we all really want to do good. We all have good inside of ourselves. Sometimes, whatever, doing things and not, you know, right. But deep down, this is we really are. We really are good down. And we have to find that. Many times, so much of the tension and the strife that we have, we have with each other, is because we're not being Dalakas close at all. We're like on such a negative focus of like, that you're always doing this and you know everything else. Even sometimes you might have to give Musar sometimes, but let's learn from the Parsha. From the Parsha, when Moshe is giving Musar, he has all these like funny names for all the places. He doesn't say, oh, you know, Egel, he calls it D's, oh, you know, he calls a lot of gold. Why does he do that? Even when he's telling us there was something that was not right, he's giving us a little bit of a little bit of a down the couch foot. He's saying, I know it was a lot, you had a lot of gold there, things could go awry. Sometimes even when we need to say things to people, we can say, I know that you did it because of ABC. I know you had good intended. When you do those things, it makes it easier for the other person to accept what you're saying. Then you come, you moron, you know that's for sure not going to help the other person. And not only that, when it helps, it will probably do the opposite. Because then the person always has an idea, yeah, I am a moron. So of course, what else do you expect from me? If I'd be like, no, you're really good. You're really amazing. But what's going on? We just happened to be. We didn't do right here. And where did this whole problem started from? This whole problem started with the Miranda. The Miranda come back and they're like, oh, we can't go in. We're like bugs. We're like ants. We're grasshoppers. We're nothing. What do you mean you're ants? You're grasshoppers. Well, you're nothing. How can you look at yourself as nothing? You're looking at yourself as nothing? Of course you're not going to do anything. What are you saying? You're saying little buggers can't beat these giants? You really think that's true? Well, guess what? Who's the biggest giant that we ever knew? Og. That's probably the expression big ogres from. You know, Og Melech HaBashan. And how did Og Melech HaBashan die? Besides that Moshe hit him, of course. But he picked up a mountain. With gold, and the little ants ate through the mountain, and then the rock fell on his head. If Hashem wants, ants will beat the mountain. Know who you are. Know who your greatness is. Then we start and we look from the state point of the negative. We look at the point that we're down, and then we start moving to turn it around. By us, that's exactly how everything goes. It's always like that. We know we had what to go. We have, but with this year we had it with Shabbos, and we didn't have the Sudam of Sekis like usual in the usual oven. The usual oven is we usually have bread, ashes, and an egg. A bread always marumis to the Yetzirah. The ashes. There was a lot of trouble. There was a lot of trouble over here. But there's also the Indian of the egg. Some Sefer says, why is there an egg by the Seder? All foods, when you cook it up, it gets soft. The egg, when you cook it up, what go? The egg, when you cook it up, it gets what go? Gets hard. The Jews, when you press them, that's what go. That's when they come out. But Dafka from over here, that's when this whole what go? This whole situation is going to be over here. The way Rizab explained it from what Zechariah ben Amkulis' understanding was, he understood the Charban needs to happen. So what's go? What would have been? If they would have exiled us but left the Beis HaMikdash, we know one of the reasons we get up. One of the reasons we get up already by Mincha time is because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But we weren't destroyed. As long as we're here, we can still change around this situation. That's why he did it. This was sort of the positive way that he looked at it. Now it's the same. He's talking about this. The Goyim came over to the Jews and they showed him two eggs. They said, which is from the white chicken and which is from the black chicken? And the Jews answered with two goats and with two pieces of cheese and says, which is from the white goat and which is from the black goats? The Gemara and Becheres. So what's the pshat over here? Well, let's mention from the Marsha is this. There, what's called this again? I don't know. You guys can check this. I don't know what's called the real facts, but it says that it takes a chicken or a hen 3 weeks, 21 days to what's called to lay an egg. Said, you guys got 21 great days. They really technically 22, you can see, but it is from Rosh Hashanah to Hashanah Rabbah. You're high and holy. But there's another 3 weeks, Rosh Hashanah, 3 years, it's a Shalom Avraga with you. Over here is. So what you gained with the good egg, you lost with the bad egg. To which we answered, it's not true. And we showed him two pieces of cheese. I said, which is from the white goat and which is from the black goat? When do we have two goats? On Yom Kippur, we have two goats. The Seil HaShem and the Seil HaZazel. But even the Seil HaZazel is a tachlis for us. It's not only the positive is a tachlis, also the negative. We know many times, when are we davening? We're davening when we're in trouble. So you can see them say, Kol Roi Feha is Kol Roi Devka. All that run after will catch him at the Beinah Metzarim. What's called Roi Devka, all right after Hashem will catch him during this time. But is for a little mention of Chaim Brim says Thomas switch around the letters. It's reason Magdimin of Isa Chuva. Av is El Bo. El's Ani Ladi Vadi Li until Tishrei. Hence the bad 3 weeks are not a contradiction to the good 3 weeks. It's only one that leads into the other. It's all part of one cycle. It's not over here is that what's going to finish. Even everything's Marum is in the word Bereshis. Tishrei and Av are there together. It's all part of a grand master plan of the negative turning it around, moving to the positive. We messed up now. We did things that weren't right now, but we can turn what's going. We can turn the situation around. Now I'll leave you with one final final verse. Talking since we went from Av, let's go from Av to Elul. In Elul, what's called in Elul, one of the parshas we read about is the Ben Sera Mera. Sometimes we might be a son that rebelled. We didn't do everything right. We did things what's called. We didn't do things that were wrong, and all the great things that happened to the Ben Sera Mera. But the Gemara says what's called. Now it might be funny. In Elul, you're going to read about the Ben Sera. The month of Tshuva, you're going to read about this guy. He's finished. He's hopeless. It's over. Shalom Avraga. Throw him off the cliff. This is what you're going to read about at that time of year. That's what you're going to see. But it's a funny thing. The Gemara says, one about the Ben Sera Mera. Says, one opinion says, never was and never will be. Comes along Rav Yonason, and he says, I saw him and sat on his kever. That's a great machlekes. One opinion says, it never was, will never be. The next one, I saw his kever. But we can say a very big thing. The concept of the Ben Sera Mera, the concept that you're finished, the concept that you're hopeless, lo hoya velo nevra, never was and never will be, that concept. Comes along Rav Yonason, says, you know where I saw it. I saw that concept at the caver. When you're dead, you can't change anymore. But as long as we're alive, we can change this story. We can turn this story. And the Tisha B'Av of the floor, the Tisha B'Av that we're in now, cannot be a very, very different, very, very different Tisha B'Av next year. When a Mitzvah Shem, we can see that based on Megash, and we'll all be in the proper glory.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.